Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus was filled with anguish and despair. Can you imagine the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was filled with anguish and despair? You know, in the world, there's a lot of anguish and despair. I see it all over the media, the television. People are frustrated. People are angry. People have no hope. We're reading the Bible in 1 year, and we encourage you to read it with us. We are starting in the beginning of the Bible, January, and we will continue until we have finished reading the Bible for 1 year. Every year, the word gets sweeter and sweeter. Fall more and more in love with Jesus. And that's going on with God and in our days that we're living in. Well, this is Matthew 26. Jesus brought the disciples to a garden grove, Gethsemane, and he told them to sit down and wait while he went on ahead to pray. Jesus took Peter with him and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and began to be filled with anguish and despair. There it goes. What was the anguish and despair about? He began to feel, the humans feel, and he understood what it was. And he said, my soul is crushed with horror and sadness to the point of death. He was filling himself with the things that every human being goes through. How many have gone through anguish and despair and find hope? And what do? They end their own lives or they end somebody else's life. Anguish and despair is rampant in the world. Everyone, every place that you look on TV, people are frustrated, people are angry, people are trying to lash out at one another. Jesus came to bear all of that frustration, sin, despair. And the Bible says in the last days, people will be in despair. Will be have hope there right now. So Jesus took his disciples to pray. This is actually the night before he was, that same night he was arrested. Jesus was arrested and he would die on the cross. After that, days later, he would die on the cross for you and for me. So Jesus went forward a little and he fell down on the ground and he prayed, Father, let this cup be taken away from me, but I want your will, not mine. He felt the despair, the anguish, and he said, Father, can you take it? Take this cup away from me. And then he returned to the three disciples and he found them asleep. Peter, he called, couldn't you even stay awake with me 1 hour? Keep alert and pray, otherwise temptation will overpower you. For the spirit is willing, but how weak the body is. And again, he left them and prayed, my Father, If took it all, that your will be done. Even though he was going through despair and anguish, he said, Lord, if this is what I have to do your will, so let it be done. Jesus returned to them again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So he went back to prayer a third time, saying the same thing again. And then he came to the disciples and said, sleep on now and take your rest. Time has come. I am betrayed into the hands of evil men. Up, let's get going. Look, here comes the man who is betraying me. So he was in the garden with his disciples. He went to pray three times, and the disciples fell asleep. And he woke them up after he finished praying, and he knew that Judas coming with the soldiers to arrest him. And Jesus understood, friends, Jesus understood and carried our sins. This is the part where he took on the whole weight of the human race on his own body and carried our sins. We're supposed to be arrested. We're supposed to be on that cross. We have to pay the price for our own sins. But instead, he, Jesus, and we can have a healing. Healing is part of our benefit. Peace is part of his death and his resurrection. Because he died, because he resurrected, we can now have peace and healing. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Because he died on the cross, he bore the tree and he made it into a cross. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. And by whose stripes you were healed. He died for two things: to give us peace and righteousness, and to give us the medicine we need to heal. He, by his blood, we are healed. By his blood, we are saved. By his blood, we will be resurrected one day. I don't understand everything about you, but I know that he died for me. I have to understand it. I just have to believe the word. You said that you died on the cross for my sins. So I cleansed me from all my sins. Cleansed me from ways of it. I know my ways are not pleasing. But Lord, you can change. Give me a new heart. Give me salvation, and also give me healing. Father God, you died that I might be healed. Whatever illness I'm going through, whatever pains I have, Father God, yes, Lord, you can heal them right now. And Lord, I forgive anyone who has hurt me. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you went to hell and took the keys of death and hell. And Lord, I know you're not dead. You are resurrected. You live forevermore. And one day you will become back for me. Lord, I thank you for my salvation right now. Yes, cleanse my heart, touch my mind, give me a new way in the life of Jesus. Amen. You said that prayer with me, and you accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. Please let me know. I would love to know, and I would love to send you some literature. Thank you.